Tubav, the holiday in which it states in the Mishnah there were not days of joy for the Jewish people like Chamisha Asa B'Av and Yom Kippur. So what exactly happened on this day that we are so joyous to make such a statement? So this statement is mentioned in the Gemara in Tainus 26b in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And there are several reasons listed in the Gemara in Tainus 30b as well as in Bava Basra that explain the uniqueness of this day and why such a holiday spirit is associated with it. So first of all, to describe the celebration that took place on this day, and then to go into historically the reason why this day was chosen as the day of celebration. Commonly, this day of Chamisha Asa B'Av, as the Gemara and Mishnah list, was a day of shidduchim, of marriages, where men would pick for themselves brides. The Mishnah writes that the potential brides would all go out with white clothing and tell the bachelors to choose for themselves a girl of good character and lineage and not look at matters of vanity such as beauty. What greater simcha is there than a simcha of nisuin, a simcha of marriage, of weddings, of shidduchim, of engagements? And this is what took place this day of the year, the 15th of Av. Now, why was this day chosen as the day of the shidduchim, of the celebration, etc.? So, as we said, several reasons are mentioned, and these are the reasons brought down. Rav Yehuda states in the name of Shmuel that this is the day that it became permitted for the Shvatim to intermarry with each other, as we remember in Parashas Matos, when the inheritance was given to Bnei Tzlafchad. It was commanded that they do not intermarry to other tribes, so the inheritance remain within the tribal family. On this day, in Chamisha Asa B'Av, this prohibition was officially revoked after the first generation, and they were now allowed to marry into each other. So it's a great day of shidduchim and of celebration. Rav Yosef and Rav Neich Yechanan stated that the reason of the celebration is because on this day the tribe of Binyamin was permitted to marry. Again, a marriage-related celebratory reason. The background of this is that, as we know, the sad episode of Pilegish Vegiva resulted in the fact that the tribe of Binyamin was nearly decimated. They remained with only 600 men and no woman for marriage. And Bnei Yisrael had made a swear that no one would give their daughters to the Benyamites for marriage. So the whole tribe of Binyamin is in the future of extinction. So they achieved 400 girls to come from Yavish Gilad to marry them. They needed 200 more for this total of 600 Benjamite men. And on the 15th of Av, when the girls came to dance in Shiloh, the 200 remaining men of Binyamin came and took for themselves wives. And accordingly, this became a day of national celebration, as it represents the salvation of the tribe of Binyamin from annihilation. This is the reason of Rav Yosef and Rav Yechanan. A third reason recorded in the Talmud, Rabba Babar Chana says that this is the day, the 15th of Av, that the generation of the Midbar ceased to die. You see, it was decreed on Tisha B'Av 40 years earlier that all the men from 20 and above would pass away within the next 40 years. The culmination of those 40 years and the commencement of life for the next generation began on Tu B'Av. Why? As on the 9th of Av, they all went into their graves expecting to die. And when they didn't die, they thought, perhaps we made a mistake in the date. So they stayed until the 15th of Av. But once they saw the moon is full on the 15th of Av, certainly it's already past Tisha B'Av, they realized the decree has been rescinded and they have been granted life as part of the new generation. A fourth reason recorded by Ula, that Hoshea ben Allah, the king, removed the blockades that were placed by Yeravim ben Nevat that prevented the Jewish people from the pilgrimage to the temple in Jerusalem. Rav Masna says a fifth reason, that this is the day that the corpses of Beitar were permitted to be buried, so keep that in mind when you bench and say the bracha v'teva meitiv on Tu B'Av. And Rabban Rav Yosef say a sixth reason, that this is the day of the cutting of the wood of the temple ceased. It was cut until that time, and then from there onwards, it wasn't cut anymore. According to Kabbalah of the Arizal, the reason of the greatness of the 15th of Av is due to the fact that we have a full moon. Now, even though every month we have a full moon, this month we have a full moon after the great and tremendous descent and demotion that occurred to Klal Yisrael during the destruction of the temple in the 9th of Av. So the tremendous elevation we now have with the full moon, what it represents spiritually, is a cause for great celebration. What are some customs and halachas related to the 15th of Av? So on the 15th of Av, as recorded in the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber, chapter 131, halacha 6, the Taz, the Levush, Pri Chodesh, and others, we omit Tachanun. So starting from Mincha of Tu B'Av, which is this year, 5778, on Thursday, we do not say Tachanun in Mincha prayer. And as well on Chamishas B'Av itself, of course, we do not say Tachanun on Shachris and Nanan Mincha Nanan Kirishma Shalamita. Another halacha recorded this time from Tainus and Baba Vassar brought in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah and Hilchus Talmud Torah, chapter 245, halacha 23 in the Ramah, and the Alt Rebbe Hilchus Talmud Torah in chapter 4, halacha 8, that starting from the 15th of Av, one is to increase in Torah learning at night, as that's when generally the nights increase in their time. And one who increases Torah learning at night uses the will have days added to his life. A one who does not, chas v'shalom, can have his days shortened, says the Gemara. The idea of learning Torah at night, nighttime, contains special segulas and powers, and the quality of one's learning is much greater, as it says, Ein odem leimid rev chachmas ela balayla. A person learns majority of his wisdom as night, and therefore one is to especially invest, now that the nights are getting longer, in learning Torah during this time. Another minhag recorded in Sfarim is to start wishing each other Ksiv Chsima Teva, starting from the 15th of Menachem Av. So it was recorded in Shai Yisocha and Darkei Chaim V'Shalom of the Munkatcher. The Rebbe mentioned this custom a number of occasions, and so we will conclude with that blessing to each and every member of Klal Yisrael, Ksiv Chsima Teva, to be written and inscribed for a good year, a year where we will merit the complete and final redemption, spiritually and physically, personal and general.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.